In 1968, someone came to the Swiss manufacturers in Geneva and said, we have a new idea for making watches. We're going to get rid of the mainspring. We're going to get rid of the winding mechanism. We're going to get rid of the whole inside. And we are going to replace it with a quartz movement and put in a battery. That battery is going to last for years, and it will keep perfect time, and it's going to transform the watchmaking industry. And the Swiss said, don't tell us how to make watches. We have been doing it for centuries. We are the experts. We will tell you. That was their paradigm. And they continued making watches the way they did, and they went to the Japanese. Now, that little example, I've always remembered that when I heard that the first time. And I say it to you because you can also get stuck in a paradigm in your life, in lots and lots of areas. Most of us have these kinds of things that we hang on to and that we believe so strongly because we have been conditioned by all of our well-meaning sort of other egos who have shown up in our life to guide us and have directed us on a path that is mostly directed by our lower identities. And while we pay some attention to our higher identities, we usually just do it on Sunday mornings or Saturday evenings. And the rest of the time, we have sort of a whole different way of approaching it. And a paradigm is something... Now, I have a teacher that I work with that is really, I think, a very enlightened being. And he told me, he said, if you want to get out of the paradigms that you're in, and I was like, me? I'm Wayne Dyer. I'm not stuck in anything, all right? He said, well, one of the things you're going to have to learn to do is you're going to have to learn to kill your ego. I said, well, I really can do that. I can kill my ego. I said, what's the test? How do you know when you've killed your ego? He said, well, the test for killing your ego is you check yourself into a dirty, grungy motel room that smells of piss. And you stay in that room until it no longer matters whether you're there or not, and whether anyone visits you or not. And the minimum stay is 3 months. You have to stay until it doesn't matter whether someone visits you or you visit someone else. You just check yourself in. And I said, when? He said, now. I said, well, I got to call. No, you don't call. You do it. I said, well, I've already failed the first test. He said, the second test of being able to get out of a paradigm is to get up between 3 and 6 a.m. every day for 2 years. And in that time period, you walk in the woods, and if there's no woods, you walk in the streets without any fear. You abandon fear and you walk or you run. In the woods, preferably, and after 2 years, you will know why you are doing it. And I am in that test right now. I've been in it since August the 18th. In reading the Seth material, Jane Roberts said that we are awake at the wrong time and asleep at the wrong time. That the best time to be awake is between 3 and 6 a.m., wherever you are. And that, she said, virtually every single one of you, and I'd like to put you to this test, every one of you will receive a wake-up call from God between 3 and 6 a.m. You will wake up for a moment, note the time, and then listen to your ego and go back to sleep. Or maybe get up if you got a prostate problem and get right back into bed and say, Well, it's 3:30. I don't get up at 3:30 in the morning. Only a fool would do that, you see. And that the best time to be asleep is between 3 and 6 in the afternoon. And that between 3 and 6 in the morning is when the world is silent. And you will, and I've learned this after 6-7 months of doing this, I've learned that I am the most clear in these hours. And I have begun to have this awareness after 6 months now of being up in these hours, that I am losing the paradigm that I was stuck in. And the paradigm that I was stuck in says, if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to be very tired for the rest of the day. And I've only had, let me see how fit I am and how good I feel. Where's my watch? Where's the clock? I've got to find out. Well, let's see. I went to bed at 11, 4 hours. It's going to be a deficit of 4 hours. So I'm going to be sleepy all the rest of the day, and then I'm not going to get this done. And tonight we've got to go here, and I'm going to be sleepy then. I'm going back to sleep.